This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you just joined us, CNN has had to admit that it reported massive amounts of fake news surrounding Comey. They even had the headline, "Sorry, we're fake news." Because they just ran with all these lies that just got abolished. But to CNN's credit, most of the other fake news isn't even reporting on that right now. Gavin McGinnis, where do you... this is such a huge explosion or implosion. I don't know how they can cover this up. I mean, I guess if they try, it'll be even more spectacular. This is as bad as them saying Hillary was ahead in all those rigged polls.
It really is a total catastrophe for the left. And isn't it amazing, by the way, that the New York Times was able to destroy that brand? I mean, Times Square is named after the New York Times. It's been the paper of record for generations. And then Pinch comes along, Arthur Sulzberger Jr., runs it into the ground with his obsession with, I don't know, multiculturalism and different restaurants and his hatred of the family. I don't really know what his total agenda is. And then he has to sell it to a Mexican billionaire. And the next thing you know, they have a bunch of bloggers running the show. Did you know they call President Trump Mr. Trump in their articles? Not in op-ed, but in normal articles, he's referred to as Mr. Trump.
Have you also noticed when you're typing on the computer, Trump isn't capitalized in the spell check?
No, I haven't seen that.
At least on iPhones. I mean, you're right. They don't even call him the president. And again, it isn't about worshiping Trump. It's so good to see a blue-collar billionaire literally not care what they do and to see them folding.
Yes, and they go, get him off Twitter. We want to control the narrative. No, 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 no.
And look how arrogant they are. Get off Twitter. Get off Twitter. Get off Twitter. Get off Twitter. What is that?
It is, I want to control the narrative. Remember with the WikiLeaks, we had Cuomo over at, what was it, MSNBC?
CNN. He said, we're only allowed to read it, you can't.
I'll control this. And we're seeing this with the statues in New Orleans. I'll take down the statues and I'll put them in this museum over here, and then I'll tell you what the statues mean. It's all about controlling the narrative. It's all about power. And the funny thing about us is they call us fascists, but we are about the least power possible. We want to dismantle the government. We want everyone to control their own narrative,
well, sure.
And that is seen as fascism.
Well, sure. I mean, first it's say gay and homosexual. Then it's let me take down the statue. Then it's don't use the word mother or father. They want to control language.
Yeah, I heard Reza Aslan call the founding fathers our foreparents. You can't say fathers now. And that's why Trump was elected, because someone said stop saying anchor baby. They gave a long involved definition of what it should be, children of undocumented peoples or whatever. And he goes, nah, I'm going to say anchor baby. And I think America is saying, nah, I'm done listening to you. I'm done listening to the wimps.
Right.
I'm done not wedging you. We're in control now.
One more quick call and I'll come back to the rest of you, but Gavin's got to go. Jason in Connecticut, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing real good. I mean, they're not going to put this toothpaste back in the tube.
Well, you know, I've been listening since 2003, kind of took a break for a long while during the Obama administration, basically learning, reading up as much as I can about history just to get myself aware, because I felt like such an idiot back then for not knowing anything. But anyway, getting back to Comey. So, my analysis, it's looking like Comey is probably going to take the fall for this. He's going to perjure himself. He's going to get that all to put the case against Trump. They want to make him a patsy. They will say that Comey had to leak to the press to get the special counsel, prosecutor, whatever, and say that.
I tell you what, I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to come back to you. Jason, real quick, just go on hold so Gavin can have a comment. I think that is what they're kind of setting up with him saying, I had to do bad things to get the special prosecutor. What do you think?
Does Comey know? Does he understand what's happening to him right now? Is he aware of his surroundings? Calling yourself the leak, saying that you lied, pretending that hope was a command to stop These are all huge deals, my friend. You're in big trouble. Does he notice this?
All right, Gavin McGinnis, you're on fire, and so are we. We'll be back with Roger Stone, your calls, David Knight, and more. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dark day for Comey.
Waging war on corruption.
That's our day.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yes, the truth has come for them. You dig a hole for your brother to fall in it, you fall in it. That's biblical. Trump's open approach to not engaging in chicanery, not doing illegal things, and just being open is devastating them. And now we have Comey, if you just joined us. These clips are coming up, admitting he was the leaker of the memo, and then let them put out lies about the memo and then laughs about it, saying it's not his fault because it's classified. But he was scared. He was cowardly. He was weak. These are his quotes. Weak, cowardly, afraid. Those are quotes. To tell the attorney general about it, so he had a memo he sat on illegally. That's a crime. Now we've got congressional testimony that contradicts his memo and his newest testimony that contradicts it. He's lying. He's perjured himself. Those headlines with the video clips for you, my beautiful info warriors. Of every race, color, and creed, there is only one race, humanity. You can access InfoWars.com right now. We have the perjury article with the videos. We have the admissions that Trump never ordered him to stop the investigation, totally destroying MSM. We have him admitting that he's the leaker committing the crime. I mean, this is delicious. And we have the articles on InfoWars.com with the video of him admitting Loretta Lynch asked him to not call it an investigation. That is the essence of obstruction of justice. The higher up going into an investigation and saying shut it down, basically. We need to create a master article, maybe Paul Watson can do it or anybody else, that just says 10 facts that destroy Comey, the Democrats, and the Russia investigation. Or the crimes that the testimony shows. I mean, this is unbelievable, total and complete reversal. Now, I follow my intellectual gut, and I follow my own research, and I follow my sources. And I told you on election night the big battle was coming, and that things were going to be tougher than even the election. And I told Roger Stone when he was sitting right there beside me, and we were drinking champagne. I was shaken by it, and I went into hours more live, Drudge Link to it. I went live at like 4:30 in the morning. Got to pull that speech up I gave there. That was powerful. Not bragging, sometimes the show's unlistenable, but I know it's powerful. And I said to Stone about 2 weeks ago on the phone, and I said it on air, you all heard it. I said, Trump has totally turned the corner. It looks like he's going down because they're freaking out. They're throwing everything they've got. They're lying. This stuff's all lies. And when I saw literally, more than 50 lies a day that would give me headaches, there was so much. I couldn't even chronicle it all. It was all cut and dry stuff. All cut and dry. Like he gave away the location of the secret submarines, and it's like a Pentagon press release. There they are in Seoul, South Korea, you know, 2 weeks before. So going to our guest, Roger Stone, I can tell you now that Trump has massively turned the corner with the public. I knew the Hillary polls were fake. I had my sources. I know how they operate. I read the methodology. The polls that he's only at 48%, he's at 65%. Only the weakest-minded idiots now are for Trump. The stock market, $3 trillion. The illegals down 43%. The pulling out of the Paris carbon tax, the TPP. I mean, there's some bad stuff. He's got some bad people. He's gone sideways on some things. But with this Comey thing, this is like the Battle of the Bulge where we defeated Hitler for sure. I mean, this is the deciding or the battle of, you know, Leningrad or Stalingrad. I mean, this is unbelievable. Everybody knows I will not celebrate unless it is a celebration. The media is going to try to spin this, but this is incredible. Man, this is like winning the election more. I mean, this is Stone, am I wrong? I mean, how big is this? Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign.
Well, Alex, I'm glad to see you're in a great mood. You have, I think, good reason to be. This testimony by Mr. Comey was a proverbial dud. First of all, I like the way he throws little country aphorisms in there like, Lordy, I hope there are tapes. Dude, you're an inside-the-beltway slick lawyer. You were paid $6 million to cover up the crimes of the defense contractor Lockheed. Stop acting like some country boy. You're as duplicitous and slippery and sophisticated as they come. But there's no beef there. He does not prove an obstruction case against the president, but he certainly infers heavily that Loretta Lynch, the attorney general for Barack Obama, attempted to obstruct justice in the Hillary email matter. I was also, Alex, very disappointed that no Republican senator asked him whether he concluded not to prosecute Hillary in the email matter on the basis of what we now know to be a counterfeit memo that showed collusion between Loretta Lynch and an official in the Clinton campaign. It doesn't matter at this point whether the memo was real. What matters is what Mr. Comey believed. And according to the New York Times, he believed it was authentic, and therefore, rather than report it as an officer of the court, he furthered the obstruction. In fact, he facilitated it.
Now, Roger, I want to walk through all that because there's a lot of subtlety here, and that's what you're really good at, being in Washington for decades, to break this down, one of the top analysts out there. So I want to walk through that, and David Knight's coming, and we'll do that at the bottom of the hour, if you do the rest of the hour with us today. And then we've got Anthony Acumi in the fourth hour. He's going to go over all the different clips of the testimony and take calls and things. Am I wrong, just at an intellectual and gut level, with what we just saw, admitting he's the leaker, admitting that the New York Times and others lied about what was in it, admitting that most of the Russia thing is made up, admitting that it was Loretta Lynch trying to influence him. I mean, to me, this is just bombshell.
Well, the most significant thing from a personal point of view is that he debunked the New York Times reports of February 14th and later and earlier January 20th that I was among those who had been in touch with the Russians and therefore had colluded with them. He admitted that this is entirely false, even though those stories were based on, quote, intelligence community sources. So I think we wipe away the question of Russian collusion entirely with Mr. Comey's testimony.
And let me stop you. That's why this is so big. It devastates the MSM that has been caught in literally hundreds of different facets lying. They're having to do retractions all over the place. Is this a bigger egg-on-the-face discrediting event than them lying about the outcome of the election and claiming Hillary was invincible and Newsweek already having, you know, hundreds of thousands of newspapers and magazines printed with Hillary, Madam President, on the cover? I mean, this is a Death Star blowing up event.
Yeah, I actually think it is the end. It's the death whimper of the Russian collusion narrative that has been pushed so aggressively by the mainstream media, even though Democrats like Senator Dianne Feinstein, ranking member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, and even the hapless boob Adam Schiff, the congressman from California, are forced to admit on the record they have no evidence whatsoever of collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians. The whole thing is a hoax, a fairy tale, a canard. And I think that is now openly exposed.
So, as you predicted a month ago, I saw a bunch of reports this morning and last night. He's mentally ill. He has Alzheimer's. He's insane. Instead of he works 18 hours a day, he climbs up hills, you know, like a 15-year-old can't do when he's playing golf. How does he have such a great memory? Why has he got such great stamina? You know, what's the secret of Trump? Instead, he's a doddering 99-year-old who doesn't even know what his name is.
Yeah, they have to now quickly shift the narrative because we already have these July protests, really an excuse for violence, paid for violence, brought to you by our friend George Soros. And our rationale was supposed to be that we have to remove Trump because he colluded with the Russians. Now that that has collapsed, the new narrative is he's mentally ill, he's slipping, he has Alzheimer's, he's too old. Of course, there's no evidence of any of that either. That's a falsehood, a fairy tale being put forward by the exact same people. No, I think Mr. Comey took a beating today. And interestingly, Alex, he shed the spotlight back on Loretta Lynch and the Obama administration.
And since you raised that, let's go to Loretta Lynch first. Then I've got him admitting he leaked to the press, which is clearly illegal. We're going to take your phone calls the next segment and look at all that. Roger Stone, who very soon, we're getting all the equipment set up, the studio's built. We'll be hosting a daily a nighttime transmission here. We've got to get the contract signed and do all that, but I'll just tell you, it's a done deal. We've already made that agreement, and we got a lot of other stuff in the pipe here, so thank you all for your prayers and support. The globalists know about it, by the way, and they are really pissed off, too, so please pray for us and financially support us because they can already see what we've done. They're really afraid of what we're about to do. Let's go ahead and go to that clip of him on the former attorney general.
Probably the only other consideration I guess I can talk about an open setting is that at one point the attorney general had directed me not to call it an investigation, but instead to call it a matter, which confused me and concerned me. But that was one of the bricks in the load that led me to conclude I have to step away from the department if we're to close this case credibly.
So that's way beyond what they claim even Trump did. Now let's go to past info to friends in the press, which is, again, he didn't give it to the attorney general. He sat on it. He was troubled by it, but he admits it's not an order. It was I hope. And then he leaks it to the press so they can then misrepresent what's in it. Here it is.
The president tweeted on Friday after I got fired that I better hope there's not tapes. I woke up in the middle of the night on Monday night because it didn't dawn on me originally that there might be corroboration for our conversation. There might be a tape. Oh, and my judgment was I needed to get that out into the public square. And so I asked a friend of mine to share the content of the memo with a reporter. Didn't do it myself for a variety of reasons, but I asked him to because I thought that might prompt the appointment of a special counsel. And so I asked a close friend of mine to do it.
And was that Mr.
After the firing?
No.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back with Roger's take on this, but you understand what you just heard. He got bluffed. Trump does have tapes, obviously, but by, oh, really, I've got tapes. When Comey was trying to lie through surrogates and say there was more, Trump goes, oh, really, I got tapes. Or you better hope I don't have tapes. So then he gets bluffed into bringing out his little hidden memo that he kept from the Justice Department illegally. So Trump bluffed him into going, you got an ace card? Well, I got one I pulled out of my butt here, too.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Tiffany Jenks. Remember that name.
Tiffany Jenks. Illuminati in the New World Order. Remember her. The Oregon police. Remember her. Murdered October 8th, 2013 at the age of 35. The story of Tiffany Jenks, a woman under mind control, was murdered.
Murdered. Who really killed Tiffany Jenks?
A story that won't go away. Read about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder. Spelled T-I-F-F-A-N-Y-J-E-N-K-S murder.com.
TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
We got so many powerful clips we've just now found from the 2.5 hour testimony they cut short because Comey was committing seppuku in front of everyone. Harry Carey at suicide. This is amazing. But here's Marco Rubio, who I usually don't like, but he was some of the best questions there. And I was just learning from Stone some interesting inside baseball he might be able to tell you about here in a minute. I'm not sure if it's secret or not. But Rubio says, is the only thing you didn't leak that you knew Trump was innocent? Because exactly what I've been saying, and I didn't see this part of the testimony. He just let this go on and on and on with the memo and the press and everything that Trump had done all these things that he now says he didn't do. So he just let Trump, you know, fly around out there in the wind. But again, Trump has nine lives. He defeats the scallywags. Here's the clip.
Can you please tell the American people what these leaders in Congress already know, what you already know, what you've told me three times, that I'm not under personally under investigation?
Those are the three things he asked. Yes, sir.
You know, this investigation is full of leaks left and right. I mean, we've learned more from the newspapers sometimes than we do from our open hearings, for sure. You ever wonder why, of all the things in this investigation, the only thing that's never been leaked is the fact that the president was not personally under investigation, despite the fact that both Democrats and Republicans and the leadership of Congress knew that and have known that for weeks?
I don't know. I find matters that are briefed to the Gang of Eight are pretty tightly held, in my experience.
Finally, who are those senior leaders at the FBI that you shared these conversations with?
As I said in response to Senator Feinstein's question, Deputy Director, my Chief of Staff, General Counsel, Deputy Directors, Chief Counsel, and then more often than not, the number three person at the FBI, who's the Associate Deputy Director, and then quite often the head of the National Security Branch.
Wow, how amazing, how unbelievable, how historic. He just said, oh, the Gang of Eight, they're really good at not leaking, except for you. You. And we know it isn't just this. Roger Stone, in your gut, I know you've been talking to the Senate committee, you've been talking to him quite a bit. I mean, is it not clear that Comey probably is one of the main leakers?
I think it's apparent, Alex. First of all, a shout-out to Mr. Comey's plastic surgeon. A lot of Botox going on there. A lot. If you notice, his face barely moves when he speaks. Maybe he should get with Nancy Pelosi. In any event, you had essentially a stunning revelation here that he is a leaker. Why would we then believe that this was the only time that he leaked? The intelligence services, particularly the Central Intelligence Agency, but the 17 vaunted agencies we keep hearing about have leaked like a sieve, and those leaks are a crime. That's not a leak of political information. That's a leak of stuff they learned in surveillance. That is patently illegal. These are Obama holdovers who are doing the leaking, and they've done it to try to destabilize and delegitimize the presidency of Donald Trump. I think that their whole scheme is laid bare today and by this devastating testimony. I think Comey stumbled out of the Senate hearing room.
That's right. I've been struggling for the word, Roger Stone. This was devastating to the media, their lies, the whole Russia thing. And then we've got people with high-level security clearances like this Miss Winner, who believes white people should be genocided and that being white is terrorist. This is the insane people the left have put in charge of everything. Total lunatic, racist, crazy people. Go ahead, Roger. Sorry.
Well, today in the Washington Post, there is an op-ed by Philip LaCavara, who says, I prosecuted Nixon in the Watergate matter, and I know obstruction when I see it. Mr. LaCavara, you met with and communicated illegally with Judge Sirica in the Watergate case. You should have been disbarred then. I'm going to be filing a complaint against you now, which is still ripe. You should be disbarred now. Those meetings, those communications, ex parte, with Sirica were completely illegal. You will have to pay a penalty. Don't lecture us about Donald Trump. You yourself have violated the law, Mr. LaCavara.
We got a minute and a half left, and I'm going to come back, get calls, and David Knight's coming in, but I promise callers I'm going to you first. Chris, Nicole, everybody. How are they going to come back? I mean, I know they're going to say he's mentally ill. That's not working. What else? Try to assassinate him, the summer of rage, civil unrest. They're not giving up. What do they do now after this huge, devastating defeat?
Well, Alex, I think you're exactly right about the president turning the corner. And perhaps he can now finally devote his full attentions to rebuilding our economy, rebuilding our foreign relations, having a foreign policy that is based in common sense, sealing our borders from the hordes of young Islamic men who would like to come here to rape and pillage and assault American citizens.
Yeah, slit women's throats.
This is the Trump agenda, and if the president will stick to his agenda. And so far, so good. Even though he has surrounded himself with establishment quislings, he has managed to ignore most of their advice and stick to what he told the American people he would do. Paris, for example.
That's right. Roger Stone. I want to commend you. We are now really entering the major victory zone. The victory we secured so far is now being really, really cemented. And so cause for celebration to the listeners and you and everybody. And President Trump.
Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Big victory, folks. It's a big deal.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right. I've got Jason, and I've got Steven, and I've got Cole, and I've got Chris, and I've got Rod, who've been holding some of them 50 minutes. So we're going to bam, 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 bam. Bing, bong, bing, bing, bong, bong, bing. We're going to go through those phone calls, and then we got David Knight here, who did a great job the day holding his tongue, because I would have been worse. Everybody knows we can cover the live debates because we're giving analysis and commentary, but we have to give commentary for fair use to be able to do it, even if it's government-produced. Well, we're covering C-SPAN's live feed here, and David had limited comments, a lot he wanted to say. I talk three times more than he does. And, of course, we provided on InfoWars.com the clean feed from C-SPAN, the feed with his limited commentary, and then me, where you probably, in the first hour, got 5 minutes of the live feed. And I saw on our feed on Facebook and YouTube and InfoWars going, Jones, shut up. And the reason I'm addressing this here is not that anybody did anything bad. It's that listeners are wonderful people, but that we can't always just listen to the trolls, because we were very clear every 10 minutes to say we have clean feeds at InfoWars.com. or go elsewhere. It's everywhere in the world. So you got to ask yourself, with that nanny state culture, not the majority of our listeners, not even a minority, but a very small number of people that just pick things to bitch about. Instead of, wow, I'm glad you're here giving us an alternative feed and grabbing clips so that as soon as it was over, we could have an analysis. And I don't want to give attention to the 1% of complainers. I just want to point out to listeners, they shouldn't give those type of folks attention, because we've got all these clips to play, your calls to go to, David's analysis of stuff he couldn't get to with all the notes he wrote down today, and Anthony Cumia coming up, and the nightly news tonight. But David walked in and said, oh, people were complaining I was talking too much, and I heard you were. Only at like one point, because he couldn't hear me. I wanted to go to him in the cross feeds, and we're trying to work out the complex new studios we built. But nobody's bad. This is all complex wargaming, high-tech satellite, TV satellite, radio satellite, studios, people in different areas. We are in the growth pains here at InfoWars, and this is a celebration to our entire crew, our affiliates, our listeners, and to God above for the blessing of life. Just everybody, this is amazing. We totally, absolutely kick butt. Comey melted down. InfoWars and Drudge, everybody had great coverage. There was Donald Jr. with his dad, surrogate, tweeting in live time. That was really the president, pretty much. I mean, this was, can't have the president give him too much attention. I want to give folks too much inside baseball. But this is an amazing time to have the president kicking the liar's ass in live time through his son on Twitter. A lot of it was his son as well. I was writing tweets, and then I would see that Donald Jr. had just sent the exact same thing out. Not that we're synced up, because he did perjure himself. Comey did admit he was the leaker. He did admit he was political and shut down investigations into the Clintons. He did admit that Trump wasn't under investigation. He told him that. Everything the media denied, it was a total rout. And if we let the media spin it like, well, the Russia investigation goes on, this was inconclusive, that's kind of their spin. No, they have egg on their face. They've been discredited worse than all their fake polls and the WikiLeaks and all that garbage. This is a devastating defeat for these people. Comey, Loretta Lynch, MSM, all of them. It's exactly what I'm saying, and now Trump's sending it out. Because we saw the same thing. This was a galactic rout. And we have to realize the effect you, the listeners, are having. Our affiliates, those local stations you're listening to, are the biggest heroes out there. What they get targeted with, how they get boycotted behind the scenes, you don't know, listeners. Send them $100 a week. Become a sponsor. Instead of worrying about the trolls bitching, is why I'm giving this speech, let's think about the fact that we're not perfect, but we're in the arena, like Teddy Roosevelt said. Somebody print me the arena speech, please. And we are kicking ass. Because I get mad. When I do a perfect interview the other night with Megyn Kelly, I was exhausted. They've been here since 9 in the morning. We finished at almost 11. I did okay, but I knew they could snip it out a few things where I got tired or where stuff was going on. And I got mad at myself, was actually depressed for about half a day, and said some mean stuff about Megan I probably should have said as well. But the point is, it didn't matter, because then I realized it didn't matter. I'm in the arena. We changed history. We're winning. We're dominating for good. Let's celebrate it. Let's be happy about it. Give me a high five. Yeah. David Knight, we're going to go to these calls. They've been holding for an hour, but go ahead.
You know, Alex, one of the things, the dog that did not bark that I was so upset about at the end of this this hearing, when Burr was summarizing everything very calmly. You know, if you want to watch the thing uninterrupted without comment, then just go to NPR and take some Prozac. But you need to understand that the real threat here, when Megyn Kelly was here the other day, she said, what do you think about Putin? I said, he's just KGB. I said, the people we need to be concerned about are the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, who have actively engaged in politics. And we've had Senator Grassley, Senator Paul point this out. We've had the FISA court point out their crimes and do something very unprecedented. Immediately declassify a statement talking about how their court decision, talking about how the FBI and the NSA had violated laws. Where's the investigation of that? Where's the oversight of that?
And again, we've got good people in the government fighting to expose rogue elements in the government. It's not the whole deep state. I'm not defending deep state, but rogue elements in the secret government. Going after our president because he's a real American. He's actually trying to restore the republic.
You know, it began with Burr saying, hey, we have the obligation here at the Senate Intelligence Committee to make sure that the intelligence agencies are following the law. And that's what they did not do. They did not talk about that. But let's talk about what they did talk about. You mentioned that Comey exposed himself as a leaker. He made comments about how multiple times. Yeah, that story from the New York Times, yeah, it was pretty much all fake news. It wasn't any of that true. But they're playing with semantics. There's three words that they're trying to leverage this in. And I was just looking at the feed that we have of CNN. Of course, they're saying, oh, Comey was just such a big win for Comey. Oh, really? Really? Let's talk about what happened.
So now we know what they're doing. I mean, total loss, clear cut, like 75-0 football game. What's the record NFL loss? Isn't it like 89-0 or something? Matt's a big sports guy. I used to be too. Matt, what is it? Matt, look it up. What is the biggest loss ever? What is it? Well, let's look up the biggest NFL loss in history, the largest point spread. I mean, this was a rout. This was an open and shut. This was a domination. This was a bone crusher. This was an absolute complete win for the truth, a repudiation of the media, Lynch, the Clintons, Obama, the globalists, the fake Russian narrative, all of it, a vindication of our president telling us the truth, and then CNN wants to try to spin it. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, you know, what we saw was Comey's character when they hit him on this. They said, well, you know, what about what you did with Hillary Clinton? And he had testified that Loretta Lynch had wanted him to use the terms "we're looking into a matter" instead of "we are investigating Hillary Clinton over violation."
And that's the way he spun it. What came out then is he really wanted to end the criminal investigation and just call it a matter.
That's right.
Those
that's
terms right. mean two different things. It yeah. isn't a semantical term. It's whether it is a matter that they're looking at investigating. That's what they first call it. Or is it investigation? She was wanting to shift out of investigation into a matter.
Yes, yes.
Which is saying kill the investigation. We're going to get to your whole list.
Take him at his word. What he's doing is saying that, you know, he's susceptible to this because he wants his job.
Yeah, you're going to go through your, that's why I got your whole list. I know you're chomping the bit. Let's go to these calls, then we're going to let this lion off the leash. Because I know you had to sit there and not talk 90% of the time, and I know it's tough, because I couldn't have done what you were doing. What I'm saying, like, let him talk, David. I'm telling myself that, because I'm worse than you. Let's go ahead and go to, who's been holding the longest? Let's go to, who held over? That's right. We're going to go to Jason, then Chris, then Cole, then Steven, then Rod. Jason in the great state of Connecticut. You got cut off by a break. Go ahead and make your point.
Yeah, so like I was saying before, you know, Comey might go down, and he's doing it just so they could push the Russian narrative even further, saying that, oh, you know, he had to say this stuff just so they could get the special counsel and prosecutor in there, and he had to save us from the Russians. So he was being weak and cowardly because of that. I'm not sure how much weight that holds, but, you know.
Yes, let me ask David Knight that question, and you have a comeback, Jason, just briefly through these calls. But is there a method to the madness? Is there something else we see? I've looked at this carefully. The Democrats are out of control. Comey's out of control. They're showing real fear. I can see where Trump manipulated them to show their hand, to release the memo. I don't think that there's something behind this. I think we're watching these people finally facing an intellect and a HUMET group of citizens out in the public that are ready to take them on.
We'll have to see. Maybe some of the comments that have been made back and forth the last few days about the concerns that the friction between Trump and Attorney General Sessions is because maybe Trump is trying to get him to actually do his job and criminally prosecute people inside the government who violate the law, people like Comey.
Sure, but here's the bottom line. The caller's saying what can come out of Comey apparently blowing up and self-destructing. I think it was a real self-destruct. That's why the media is spinning it as a win. If they were spinning it as a self-destruct right now, then you know they might be turning apples or lemons into lemonade. They, you know, they might be trying to spin out of this. I see actually them spinning out of control, not knowing what they're doing. The big dangerous question is, what may they pull now to get their bacon out of the fire? Jason?
Well, I think just that. That's all they have at this point. But going to Sessions, Sessions was just speaking with a bunch of policemen and everyone down in Georgia on the 6th, I believe, about busting pedophiles big time. So maybe he's very busy doing that and said, so, you know, I can't really break away from that to go, you know, go after Clinton. Well, we're going after their Luciferian lifeblood over here, all this pedophile, the whole pedophile network.
There's been over 10,000 arrests now. I mean, Trump is moving against the – they just busted the head of a Penn State for covering up, and now they're saying they may arrest hundreds. I mean, they are scared. Trump is the real – folks, Trump's the real deal, and everybody should have trouble sleeping right now because this is – I'm going to make this announcement. We're in a civil war, and Trump has turned the corner. We are now winning the civil war. We are now winning. I'm getting – ladies and gentlemen, this is real, and a lot of times you'll see Trump bring somebody in who's a globalist. All he's doing is getting the intel from them because they're so narcissistic. And then he's destroying them. I mean, this is biblical, ladies and gentlemen. You got to recognize it when it's happening. There's no way this is a deception now. This is irrevocably damaging them. Thank you, Jason. I mean, I see you nodding your head. I mean, we are turning the corner on the Civil War right now.
I think one of the key things that you see here, and Cornyn did a great job in terms of cross-examining him, one of the things that he pointed out, Alex, was that, okay, you're trying to imply that Donald Trump did something inappropriate, that he tried to obstruct justice in terms of shutting down the Flynn investigation. But doesn't an FBI agent, just any ordinary, not necessarily the FBI director, but any FBI agent, doesn't he have a duty, a legal duty, to make that clear if he sees a crime being committed? So what he's doing is he's incriminating himself multiple times today. You had this situation where he had said previously, and we talked about this a great deal, I was never pressured. It would be a big deal, he said, if anybody ever pressured me politically to shut down an investigation. Yet today, one of the key words that was going back and forth between the Republicans say, you're very specific about what you wrote. You said that the president said, gee, I hope nothing comes of this investigation. Hope. And then he comes back and says, yeah, well, I think he was implying that he would like to have this guy taken out, just like Henry II said about Archbishop Beckett.
Who will rid me of this man?
Yeah.
Now, expanding on that, though.
And he agreed with that.
I've analyzed this, and I know what it is. I'm going to tell you. They thought they could make this run to the president. They thought they could use disinfo, fake memos, never show the sources. Trump behind the scenes just called their bluff. He's ready to release it all as president, as the executive branch. He can release anything classified he wants. And they are in free fall panic mode. We could see them attack the White House in the next 24 hours. We could see them start a war. This is a very dangerous time because right now we are beginning to rout them. We're not completely routing them yet, but we're turning the tide completely. We've gone from beachhead to battle to civil war to major collapse of the enemy. And this is an incredible time. You already see the Saudis rolling over. The Russians are ready to roll over because they see a big, huge, powerful United States and that actually wants to work with them. And this is a big moment, ladies. The EU is imploding. They're activating the Muslim brigades in a crisis. I mean, this is an incredible time. Let's go to calls. I got to be good and go to calls. Stephen in Florida, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. I want to make your day come up with, I guess you could say, a rallying cry and celebration of what you're talking about with this Comey fiasco. First of all, I think you ought to come out with a shirt which is, with his character, a caricature on it that says, James Comey, hentai homie. I think that would be really fitting. But here's the main thing. You should have something that says along the lines of truth, Trump, lies, good trumps evil, nationalism trumps globalism, and InfoWars trumps disinfo-wars.
That's beautiful. Please say it again. I want them to tweet that. It may be too long, or we can do a text shot and then have that, you know, in the bottom as the image. So I'm going to have Lewis do that. We'll have that in the bottom, you know, as an image, and then in the top we'll just have the first of it, dot, dot, dot. So say that one more time.
Truth trumps, and trumps is in all capital letters.
Sure.
Truth trumps lies. Good trumps evil. Nationalism trumps globalism. InfoWars trumps disinfo wars.
Or disinfo MSM enemies, absolutely. I want to go back to you briefly, but this is breaking news, two different breaking news articles. Then I'll go back to you, Stephen, here in a moment, and Cole, Chris, and Rod. This is out of USA Today, and this is what I've been saying since this happened an hour and a half ago, or 2.5 hours ago before we even went on air live. You were live at the time with your live feed. Trump lawyer says James Comey made unauthorized disclosures of privileged talks. Yes, it's illegal because only if what Trump was doing was illegal and he brought it to the Justice Department and they'd said no and he brought it to the intelligence committees, then only under law, and I agree with this, could he leak it to the press.
Yeah. Okay, have his cake and eat it too.
He wants to allege
that there's illegal operations going on here, but then he kept it to himself. He obstructed justice. He didn't report it to anybody.
Comey needs to be indicted.
Yeah.
And listen, we're not looking for trouble, but they want to put our president in jail. They want to bring in jihadis. They want to bankrupt the stock market. They want to screw over America. Then they want war. Let's give them info war, and let's give them judicial war, and let's give them legislative war, and let's give them judicial war. I mean, you people keep wanting to fight with America. Haven't you globalists and all your servants and all you fake liberals figured it out? We are kicking your asses, and we're going to go on winning because the sleeping giant's here, baby, and we will break you. It's like I told the enemy the other day. Now, get the other one. Even Chris Matthews. Go ahead and tell him.
As you said, even Chris Matthews with MSNBC. Now, of course, CNN has said, oh, this is wonderful. James Comey was so credible, yet Chris Matthews said the Trump-Russia collusion theory just came apart with the Comey testimony.
And exactly what I said in the first hour, because it's true.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. The other thing, too, Alex, is that he goes back and he memorializes, as he says, on his personal computer. He had just investigated Hillary Clinton for having her own personal computer that wasn't secure, that was aside from all this. He has a work computer where he can memorialize this stuff. He doesn't have to have it classified.
It's illegal.
Allocated. Exactly. And then it will.
Oh, you just said it. You just said it. Him keeping this memo is just like Hillary having her own private server.
Yes.
He had his own private server.
Yes, exactly.
Comey had his own private server.
Yeah. Except we don't know if he did that memo at that time or if he just did it just before he leaked it to the New York Times. We don't know when he created this stuff. There's no way that we can know when he recorded, when he wrote this stuff down, because he didn't do it in
the, you know what's happening? You know what's happening?
Obliged to.
The real deep state, the American people of every race, color, and creed, Americana striking back. The real deep state's striking back at the deep state right now.
Yeah.
I'm deep state 1836, 1776, baby. I'm deep state. And so is David Knight. So is this whole crew. We love you all. Stephen, take us out to break. Final comments.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, the Bible talks about those whose conscience is seared as with a hot iron. You know, these people, they couldn't spell truth. I mean, they just lie through their teeth. And they get off on it because I really believe they've got no conscience. You know, they say that, you know, I'll talk about, you know, every man has his price. Well, not the man who sold out to what's right.
No, that's right. I've talked to top psychiatrists that have interviewed the big serial killers. They all have no emotion till they do bad. They only live by doing bad. Yep. We'll be back. Stay with us. More calls.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right. 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
So good to be crazy. So good to love liberty. So good to be alive. You know, Megyn Kelly asked me, are you on something? And I said, yeah, I've had a couple cups of coffee. David Knight doesn't even drink coffee, and David Knight is a very mild-mannered guy, but when he gets on air, it bounces off the walls. Because when you're informed and you're intellectual and you have children and you have a wife and you love your country and you want to be free and you study how evil these people are, you get in a fighting mode or there's something wrong with you when most of these abortion places, it turns out, are doing devil worship ceremonies, and it comes out. And they're keeping the babies alive. I told you that 20 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. I'm pissed off.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like people now see a woman getting mugged and do nothing. I'm not a hero. I see guys mugging some woman. I can't help it. I've got inbred switches.
Yeah.
That I turn into a killer when I see stuff like that. And when I see stuff like this, what do you think InfoWars is? It's a weapon system. We're attacking the globalists. We're in a war. We hate them. Because we love our children. David, I got to plug and go to this caller because Cole's been holding forever. And Chris, we'll see if Anthony Cumia will let us co-host with him. If not, I'll punch out. He's a great guy who has a lot to cover. I don't want to mess up his agenda. But just briefly to that, why do you get so aggressive? What are you on? Are you on freedom? Are you on Jesus Christ? Because they always ask, what am I on? I'm on not being a devil worshiper.
You know, I did a report the other night, that Alex, the difference between Islam and Christianity, and I talked about this gleeful terrorist who was the happiest. Everybody said, oh, he is the happiest I've ever seen him the day he was going out to mass murder people. And then there was the bouncer, Ozzy, at one of the bars, the guy who fought him off with his bare hands, throwing stuff at him. And
he took on three of them.
Yeah, this is a guy who first his instinct was to run. He didn't want to get in a fight. The guy had a suicide vest. But then he came after him because he said, if I don't do something, innocent people are going to die. That's the difference, folks, between Islam and Christianity, between the cultures and the societies that those two religions create. And that's the essence of it, Alex.
Yeah, scroll down. He got stabbed. The whole back of his neck slashed in, all in the arms. And you know what they say? He reportedly kicked at least two of their asses and held them off before they killed another five, six people for the cops to get there.
When he first saw them, they were stabbing repeatedly a woman. Three guys stabbing a woman with a knife repeatedly, the three of them teaming up on her.
And there were reportedly like 50 men in there. This one guy didn't, he stood up, he saw it, he just said, F you.
Yeah.
He committed right there. He said, F you.
That's right. That's right. And so they beat him up and they ran out of the bar and then the police shot him. So that's how that thing ended.
He fought three guys with knives and ran them out.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, you know, that's the difference. You have to, at some point, we don't want to fight.
Oh, he's crazy. Oh, he's aggressive.
To fight.
Oh, my gosh, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they bash guys that like to go to soccer games and then get in fights if they want. Those are still men that have the vestigial memory of fighting.
Yeah.
And you know what? The guy will beat the living hell out of you. That's what it's all about.
But we're not fighting over tribalism. We're fighting over saving innocent lives. We're fighting over our freedom, over the freedom of our children and our families and our grandchildren. That's what we're fighting about. We're fighting to save our culture, our society, our legal system. We're not going to run away. And that's the thing. At some point, you got to turn around and say, I'm not going to put up with this anymore. You know, you don't.
And then once you get committed, you get so alive. These people are all so dead because they're selfish. They want to just, oh, the best movie, the best rock concert. I enjoy all that, too. But if you're not spending a large time every day being free, you're not alive, folks. You're alive when you fight. I know our listeners know that. We got to reach out to more zombies before I end this hour. I love Super Blue with the colloidal silver and the iodine and the fluoride free. But I said to my dad, who's awesome, you know, retired dentist and world surgeon, I said, well, I don't like the tube yet. I said, I want the more classic / space age, not the really old style tubes, not the super new tube. I like the classic softer tubes, the bigger, you know, bigger end on them. Because, well, it's concentrated. You're not supposed to get that much out. I said, I don't care. I like this. We'll see if I'm right. If not, we'll go back to the old tube. But it's the same amount. InfoWarsLife.com has been sold out for months. It's back. The bubblegum for kids is sold out. Bubblegum flavor. It's all natural. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLive.com, BioTrue Selenium, read about selenium deficiency and then get it from us. We have it off, 25% off right now, 33% off on the toothpaste, even though it's been sold out. Super Male Vitality, great T-shirts, so much more. Soon we'll be playing clips from the contest. I want to play some of those tomorrow. Folks out exposing CNN as the enemy. It's all happening, but your calls, Cole in Alabama, Chris and Rod, I promise. Man, I'm too fired up. 70 seconds. I am high as a kite. I've had two cups of coffee, and Nico did bring chocolate covered and donuts. I did eat those. That's probably what this is, but no, it's the testimony.